Get out.
The McDonald's Dubbo in Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Jimmy Love. Can we be friends?
Pippa and Jimmy.
Morning, Dubbo in the Central West. It's Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5.
Hey, morning, everyone. Hey, did you wake up to the rain this morning,
Pippa?
Did
I ever? Rained all night.
It just poured all night, which surprised me, even though in my weather yesterday, I talked about how it was going to rain all night.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Tried out my new raincoat this morning.
It was looking fabulous.
Thank you. Don't
you just go to an undercover car park and then drive away down to the undercover car park below our station?
I walk for about a metre in the rain, so there was about at least 10 steps. Where I thought this raincoat's definitely doing its job.
Oh, and look here, poor me. I've got to walk at least 25 metres in the rain today. So,
do you want to borrow my raincoat?
I'd actually love to borrow your raincoat.
Cute.
I really love your raincoat,
navy,
by the way. Yeah.
Polka dots. Very fetching.
Get your raincoats out today, Dubbo, and the Central West. You're going to need them. Hey, by the way, Pippa, 7:55 a.m. this morning, I'm going to need to make an official apology.
Oh.
But thing is it's to somebody on the road yesterday.
I thought you were going to apologise to me.
No, not to you.
Okay, right.
No. Someone on the road yesterday, a road rage incident.
That's unlike you.
Yeah. I want them to be listening because I need to make the apology. I feel like there's a misunderstanding.
Okay.
If you know the red P-plater driving the golden Subaru with lots of footy stickers on the back, let them know, 7:55.
Make sure they're listening.
Yeah, and they were at Arana Mall at 10 minutes past 5 yesterday afternoon as well, leaving.
Right.
So, listening at 7:55.
I hope they hear it.
Yeah.
You know, because you're apologising.
I'm apologising. It was a road rage incident. 7:55 this morning. If you know that person, let them know to listen. Plus also, Pippa, your R&B Friday Rap Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking forward to that?
Can't wait.
I've got the topic for you, but I'm not going to let you know for another hour.
Oh, no. That's great. An hour of my writing time.
Mm. Plus my final HSC exam as well.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, awesome. Up next, though.
You and the Animal Zoo.
Oh, I can't wait. 13, 12, 16, if you want to play. Yeah, hit 93.5. Tupac, believe it or not, the late Tupac died over 21 years ago now.
I can't believe that.
It's been a long time. Hey, we do it all thanks to Macca's. Dubbo and Wellington, and check out Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Right now, though, people, I'm going to have no backing music for this bit because...
We're getting real on the show.
Yeah, because you see, what's happened is controversy's erupted and one of Australia's biggest TV networks has been accused of censorship.
Yep.
And also not showing enough nudity on TV.
That's right. We're obviously talking about the hard-hitting, really edgy television program that is Gogglebox.
Yeah, because on Gogglebox last night, oh, goodness me.
I tell you what.
When they're watching a show on the ABC called Get Kraken, ABC decided to cover up the man's penis with an emoji. They weren't too happy.
He's got a relationship with himself. He's going to have a burnt sausage if he keeps going.
I love how there's a smiley face.
More smiley face.
Come on, it's the ABC. At least give us a bit of sneaky penis.
I agree.
It's the ABC. At least give us a bit of sneaky penis.
Yeah. Don't you agree with that? You know, 9:30 at night.
Come on. The kids are in bed.
They're
asleep.
You know.
Just, you know.
You know, what happened to the good old days?
Give us a bit of sneaky penis.
What happened to the good old days of Saturday night watching SBS? You flick it on and there's a nude woman standing up there.
Yeah. Casual bit of nudity.
Yeah,
I like how they put the smiley face there too.
The big emoji?
Yeah. I was wondering what emoji they'd put there. If it'd been the eggplant.
Oh, no. I wonder what's under there, Mum. What's under the eggplant?
We all know what's under there.
Morning, Pippa and Jimmy.
One shot. One opportunity.
Yeah, this is how we do on Fridays. R&B Friday all day long. Morning, Pippa and Jimmy, 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. We do it thanks to Macca's. Grab a delicious McFlurry for just $2 at Macca's for a limited time only. Pippa, time has come. Have to do an intervention on you.
You do. I don't know what about.
Usually, we're pretty open and honest on this show.
Yeah.
Usually, we like to talk about what we're going to talk about beforehand.
Yeah, we do.
You know what we're talking about. I know what we're talking about.
Just so that we're both across it.
Except for when it comes to baby news, then I'm not interested.
Yeah, you're not interested. It's not like we script it, but we give each other a heads up on here's the direction I'm going with this. You've given me sweet nothing.
Well, I told you it's an intervention.
Yeah, that's all I know. Here we are.
The whole office has been begging for me to do this intervention on you.
This is just a load of rot. The whole office is comprises of you in this scenario.
Well, me and the other six people who work here.
What have I done?
Okay.
So, I think in the intervention, you're not meant to come in guns blazing and get people's defences up. You're meant to go in gently.
Okay, let's bring the music down a little bit.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. Pippa, see that water bottle you've got there? Pick it up.
Yep.
Pick it up. There you go. Now, when you drink from your water bottle, you put your, there you go, you put your mouth on the open bit.
On the rim.
On the rim. And you tip the rim up and drink the water.
Yeah, it's usually how these things work.
Usually how you drink from a...
Pretty stock standard from what I hear.
Now, we've got in the office block, music's completely off now.
Right.
We've got one of those spring water things. You know, you've got the big jug.
Yeah, big filter.
And you tip the big bottle of water on the top and then you get spring water all day, fresh all along.
Beautiful.
So you maybe never fail or something like that. 2 days ago, I saw you go up to the Never Fail spring water dispenser.
Yeah.
After just taking a sip.
Yeah.
And you placed the rim on the nozzle.
Yeah.
Touching the nozzle.
Yeah.
And poured your water in. Completely unhygienic.
What are you talking about?
You put your mouth, your nozzle, your rim on the nozzle. So your germs passed onto that nozzle.
No, they wouldn't have.
Yeah, 100% they would have, because you're meant to hold it under so your bottle doesn't come in contact with the dispenser.
That's what I did.
No, you didn't. This time I saw you with my very eyes rimming it up there right onto the nozzle.
Onto the nozzle?
Yeah, I had to get the Glen 20 out after you left.
Oh, well, that's why my water tastes funny this morning.
Yeah.
You've just put a bit of chemical in there. You want to talk about unhygienic? You have... You know what? The whole office has wanted me to talk about this with you. You are putting poisonous chemicals that are not suitable for human consumption in our drinking water. You're poisoning every single one of us, and it's time we had an intervention.
I made up the Glen 20. I didn't use any Glen 20.
Oh, backtracking now, are we? Backtracking.
Okay. Here's the thing, though.
A likely story.
We all agreed in the office that that's unhygienic and you shouldn't be having your rim touch the nozzle that everybody else is using.
What I do with my rim is my business.
No, not when you're in an office environment with other people.
How else am I meant to fill up a water bottle?
You hold the water bottle beneath it so it's not touching.
That's what I was doing.
No, you weren't. Now you're denying it.
I'm not denying it.
This is what happens in interventions. Denial. You've come up with denial.
Right. So what's my therapy I need?
I think we're going to have to put up a sign.
A sign?
I'm going to print out a sign for you. I'm going to make it up on Microsoft Word. I'm going to do the max font to fit it on one page.
Okay.
Pippa, please do not touch your rim with the nozzle. And I'll pop it up there.
I don't even remember doing this. I was obviously drunk off H2O, I just blacked out. Can't even remember doing it.
Okay, we cool?
We're not cool.
You won't do it again?
We're not cool, man. I didn't do anything wrong.
Would you like to make a commitment to the rest of the office that you're not going to stick your rim on the nozzle that everyone else is using?
I didn't even do it. I just filled up my water bottle. Jesus, let me live my life. Shut up.
I knew it wouldn't work. It never does first time. This is how we do it. Yeah, we do. Every Friday, this is how we do it. R&B Fridays. Morning Dub on the Central West. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Would love to hear from you anytime, any reason. 13, 12, 16. Pippa, I'm going to reveal to you your R&B Friday rap challenge theme.
Oh, finally.
Before you give me my HSC exam.
Paul, we're both putting pen to paper today.
We are, yeah. And that's coming up in the next half hour. Pippa, though... I'm pretty excited because you know how I'm on a vegan/pescatarian fad diet at the moment?
Yeah, that's right. That's part-time.
Which I'm going to take a hall pass for this weekend because I'm going down to Melbourne.
Going to have a sausage fest.
I'm going to have a sausage...
What's funny about that? You're eating meat.
You could put it that way. over in Russia, if you're a diehard vegetarian who can't bear the smell of cooked meat, get this. They are building a vegetarian-only apartment complex.
Oh, good. You need to take a holiday there.
That would be really good.
You could get everyone on board with your part-time vegan/pescatarian diet.
Yeah, and thing is as well, if you want to be part of this meat-free community, you've got to undergo interviews with the estate agents.
Oh, so they've got an interview process.
Mm, and if you fail to convince the interviewees or the interviewers that you are, in fact, a vegetarian, you'll be denied.
Denied entry.
Denied entry.
To the gated community.
Yeah, not only that, according to the developers, smoking and the consumption of alcohol in the residential complex are also prohibited.
Is this a nunnery?
Maybe it's a nunnery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's actually where nuns live.
Maybe it's a monkery.
Because they can't drink and smoke.
What's a monkery?
I think you've just made that up. It's where monks live.
Monks live, yeah.
A monastery.
Monastery, that's it, not monkery. Yep. Sorry, apologies,
Denny.
Close, but
you're way off.
Monks out there.
Monks.
Monks out there.
They're not monks. You can't
Sophie Monk.
Monk. Still monk.
Okay.
It's never monk.
Would you live there?
You remember the TV show, Monk?
Mm.
It's always monk.
Great. Would you be interested in living in this vegetarian apartment complex?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
No.
Oh, you're a meat and three veg girl, aren't you?
Absolutely.
I could do it, I reckon.
Oh, absolutely. You could do it.
But I'd have to take a weekend vacation for my hall pass.
Yeah, how's this, right? Imagine if the setup is really sweet, like it's got a pool, it's got a gym. You go under the guise of being a vegetarian Monday to Friday,
yeah.
And then you do a Jimmy Love and you take a hall pass Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, that'd be good.
It's like you go on a 2-day meat bender.
Oh, yeah.
Come home smelling like a barbecue. Where have you been? Oh, nowhere.
Talk about sausage fest. That's what I call one.
How did Hamish...
Trending now at hit.com.au. Yeah, morning everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. By the way, I've got that formal apology to make in 20 minutes time.
Yep.
If you know who the young kid was,
yes.
I reckon about 17 or 18, driving a golden Subaru yesterday with Dubbo Sims stickers on the back out of Arana Mall.
Golden Subaru, must be a bit fancy.
Yeah, it's a nice one. It's quite a nice car. With the red peas on as well.
Right.
Banging it around with the red peas.
Yeah, great.
Tell him to listen at 7.55 because I have a formal apology to make.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did something naughty.
Well, it's unlike you, really.
I'm in a lot of trouble.
Especially on the road.
Yeah, what's trending?
So Taylor Swift, I love a bit of T-Swizz news.
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
my bestie doing now?
Oh, what's she up to?
She has released a third new song.
Has she really?
Just drip-feeding us from her new album, Reputation. So it's called Gorgeous,
yeah,
obviously
nice.
About me.
Obviously about you.
So she's announced it via a trio of plum-coloured Instagram posts last night that the new track would drop at midnight. So we could have that over the weekend, peeps.
Oh, that would be good.
One of the posts is a video containing the word gorgeous, printed several times in a medieval font, which is kind of the theme she seems to be going for.
Yeah, right.
And a bit of a cheeky audio sample.
I'm really looking forward to this, because both her two songs so far have been quite different, so I want to see what she's doing with this one.
Yeah. Don't know what she's got. Could be anything.
Taylor Swift dropping a new single, Midnight Tonight. That would be awesome. Hey, also, you know the celebrity chef off MasterChef, George Columbaris?
Is he the bald one?
He's the bald one. Yeah,
gotcha.
No,
hair,
yeah,
who he is.
He's a big A-League soccer fan.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, he got himself into a little bit of trouble at last year's A-League Grand Final, or this year's A-League Grand Final,
right.
A couple of months ago. I was actually at the game between Sydney versus Melbourne.
Did you see him?
I didn't see him, no, because
I've been wearing a hat.
Sunk a few too many skewies, so
sure.
Yeah, not really, right. Bit foggy.
Sure.
Anyway, so what happened was he's been convicted of assaulting somebody after the game, because you might have remembered that he had a run-in with the law with his business being found to have systematically underpaid people. So one of the fans was heckling, you know, pay your staff right, something like that, probably a bit more pleasing to the ear.
Yeah, a few more little colourful language in there.
Colourful language in there. George went over to the fan and allegedly punched him. But I'm not exactly sure what the courts found, but they did find him guilty of assault.
Right.
So today he's going to learn his fate.
So what could this mean? Can he go to a big house?
Potentially with assault, you could. There is jail. But usually for first offences like this, and if you're a rich man who can afford to pay a fancy lawyer, you're probably not going to go to jail. So it's just a society we live in.
It's a jungle out there.
So whatever happens with him, keep it on hit. We'll keep you updated with that. Although he has banned himself from A-League games for the rest of the year.
Oh, probably a good thing.
Yeah, so he won't be able to go to the Sydney Derby this weekend between the Wanderers and the Sydney FC.
He just needs a bit of time to just simmer down.
Yeah.
Simmer down, George.
Simmer down, George.
Take it easy.
That's trending now.
You can check out those stories and more at hit.com.au. Click on the Scoopla tab.
Fantastic. I'm going to play R. Kelly now, Pippa, with She's Got That Vibe.
Right.
And then I'm going to tell you what your R&B Friday rap challenge is.
And I'm going to put you to the test in your HSC Modern History exam.
Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Oh, you know how he goes through all the girls' names there and goes, she's got that vibe, and he's like, Tanya's got it. I reckon he says Pippa's got it at some point.
Well, I probably would. I do have a bit of vibe going about me.
Have a listen to this. Tell me if you reckon he says Pippa's got it. Oh, ready? Yeah, Pippa's got it. Do you reckon? Have a listen again.
Sounds like you're saying Chipper.
Oh, maybe Chipper's
Which,
got it.
Which, to be fair, when I was working as a receptionist, I'd get every name under the sun when I'd answer going, hello, this is Pippa. Oh, Chipper.
Chipper.
Dipper. Kipper, how you going? So close enough's good enough.
You've got the vibe for your
I've
Friday
got the vibe,
morning.
Baby.
Hey, Pippa, you ready though?
Are you ready, mate?
I've got your R&B Friday rap challenge theme, and then you're going to do the HSC exam on me.
So you're going to reveal to me what my rap challenge topic is,
and
then I'm going to reveal to you the questions of your modern history exam.
Yeah, right after Macklemore's thrift shop. So, Pippa, you ready? You got your pen with you?
Ready.
Your rap challenge for Friday the 20th of October on Hit 93.5 is about Lisa Wilkinson on the Today Show leaving.
Pay equality. Everybody's blowing up deluxe about that.
Whichever direction you would like to take with it, you can take with it.
Is Carl upset?
Carl's upset.
Is Carrie, has she got a nose out of joint?
Right after thrift shop, though, it's my HSC exam morning. I'm gonna pop some coming, looking for a coming. This is being awesome. Hit 93.5, happy R&B Friday, Dubbo in the Central West. How you doing, everyone? We do it thanks to Macca's, and get stuck into Macca's new thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef in Gourmet Creations range, available after 10:30 a.m. Stand by. Up next, Pippa, my formal apology to the red pea plater driving the golden Subaru.
But right now it's time for your HSC Modern History exam.
Ooh, okay.
This has been a contentious issue in the studio this week between you and I.
You blew up yesterday, by the way.
I did. I was dirty.
Oh, you were so dirty.
Because you gave me trick questions in my English exam, which foiled me. And then yesterday, you just delighted in setting me up to fail once again.
Here's the funny part about this, though, is you were really upset yesterday when you got 0 out of 3 in your science. Was it PE? PE exam. But then I asked the 3 questions to Victoria, the promotions manager. She got 2 out of 3 easily.
I'm sorry, though, but one of those questions in particular was absolutely bogus.
I admit that I set you up to fail with that
last
one.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, thank you for admitting that.
Okay, so all week we've been testing each other for the HSC.
That's right. Shout out to all the HSC kids heading into their modern history exams today.
Yeah.
Jimmy is alongside you as a classmate during this time.
Okay, so I'm ready for my modern history exam. I've got my my coffee cup.
Got your coffee cup.
Got
phone
my
away.
Water, phone away. No phone around.
Screens off, please.
Screens are off.
Okay. Here we go. 3 questions for modern history. I've gone very easy on you today because I'm gracious
hustling.
And kind.
You're hustling me.
Name the years in which World War One occurred. Simple modern history.
1914
to
1922.
You're locking in 1914 to 1922.
Yeah. What is it?
1914 to 1918.
Oh, that was
the
pretty
war
close.
Actually you've lasted 4 years.
You've got to admit that was pretty close.
Not 8 years. You doubled the time of the Great War.
So that's half a point.
No, it's not half a point. Absolutely not. Okay.
That was a double question because I had to know both the beginning and the end.
No, it wasn't. It's a significant period of time.
Half a point.
No, don't heckle me, mate.
Okay, great. Question number
question two. What was the name of Australia's first ever Prime Minister?
I should know this. Sir Benjamin.
Absolutely
not. One out of two so far.
You've invented half points on the last day. You are so desperate to win this that you're scrounging for half points.
I've already won anyway.
You haven't won, mate.
Anyway, that's so 1 out of 2 so far.
No, that's crap. That's absolutely not the case. Question 3. Name the location of Ned Kelly's last stand.
Is it around the Central West?
I can neither confirm nor deny that. Very famous Australian, very famous showdown. What was the name of the location of Ned Kelly's last stand?
I know that it was. It's on the Hume Highway. You're going down the Hume to Melbourne, which I'm actually going today. So I'm actually going to be driving past those signs, which is like Ned Kelly's last stand. They're pointing off to go down to that town.
To go down to where? What's the name of that town? To go down to where? Where are you driving past?
Albury.
It's not Albury, mate. It's Glen Rowan.
Oh, Glen Rowan. It's close.
It's going to sting you when you drive past that sign today, isn't it?
It's another half point.
What a stinger.
Another half point because I knew what major road it was off.
Stinger of your failure.
So that was, I got a half point for each one of them.
You've got no half points for anything, mate. You've got 0 out of 3 correct. This is how this stuff works. At no point did you stipulate that half points were a thing. You gave me no half points for English or PE, so I'm sorry, I can't extend the same kindness to you.
So my overall score is 3.5 out of 6. Your overall score is 1 out of 6.
It's not 3.5 out of 6.
You know what?
It's 2 out of 6. So you only beat me by 1 measly point.
Give me at least 2 half points.
No, right? Why should I?
Give me at least 2 half points.
Why should I? After the way you've behaved, that no points are being given to you.
You know, because I'm on holidays for Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. Mike from Workday is going to be on with you. You're going to test him?
Yeah, I am.
See if he can beat my score.
Well, he might be a better sport about it.
See if he can beat my score of 3.5 out of 6.
It's not 3.5. Carrie Bickmore. Young, dumb,
broke, high school kid. Killian with Young, Dumb, Broke. Morning, Dubbo on the Central West. Hey, 13, 12, 16, anytime, any reason. Do it thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. Pippa and Jimmy on the airways. Pippa, the time has come.
For your formal apology.
Yeah, because yesterday I was involved in a road rage incident. Now, if you were the person I was involved with, I'd love to hear from you on 13, 12, 16. Okay. I mean, get you on a little bit later on. But basically, it was a golden Subaru,
right?
Four-wheel drive.
Yep.
Had Dubbo Sims sticker on the back, Dubbo Rhino sticker on the back.
Subaru four-wheel drive.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
this
it
guy's
was
fancy.
Red P-plater. So okay. Obviously just come from the HSC or something.
Yeah, I hope you do better in your modern history exam than Jimmy does today, mate.
Yeah, no worries. And all cheers. Thanks for that, Pippa. And what happened was we're pulling out of Arana Mall. And what's
as
that?
You do.
What's that road called? You know, what I'm
Wheeler's Lane. Mate.
Wheeler's Lane, and the traffic was backed up from the Copper Street roundabout up Wheeler's Lane, yeah. 3/4 of the way to the Dan Murphys.
Yeah, classic.
Classic. It was 5:15, 5:10 actually.
Classic, mate.
And so far backed up that the red P-plater was being very courteous, which I might say is not usual of P-platers. To be courteous.
No, they're usually a bit more brazen with their driving habits as a general rule.
As a general generalisation.
Yes.
Yeah, a rash generalisation, some may put it.
Sure.
And this P-plater was just waiting patiently to merge into traffic.
Okay.
I decided to sound my horn with a casual beep, beep, courtesy sounding of the horn.
So is he pulling out of Arana Mall or are you queued up in the traffic?
No, pulling out of Arana Mall.
So he's pulling out of Arana Mall.
Turning
you're
left.
Behind him.
I'm behind him.
You're turning left onto Wheeler's Lane, right, and traffic's backed up. He's being a little bit hesitant about pulling into the lane of traffic.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm just like, boop, boop. I'm like, push in, mate, push in.
You can do it.
Do it, mate. Just push in because it'll take forever if you don't push in because that's
sure.
what I just push in traffic.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, you got to push in sometimes, especially
excuse
at that
me,
time.
Excuse me, coming through.
Bit of miscommunication. He thought I was road raging him.
Oh, even with a little
because
it was that's a cheerful beep.
Yeah. You got quite upset at me.
What happened?
Oh, threw the fingers up at me.
Oh, flipped you the bird.
Flipped me the bird.
Gestures and everything.
Oh, gestures and everything.
Was it a double gesture?
Oh, I think it's just a single. That's
yeah,
all
right.
I saw the
it's
single.
It's actually difficult to do because if you're leaning one hand, if you're leaning your right hand out the window flipping you the bird, it's difficult to reach across unless you've got arms like mine that are like,
you
know, Betty Spaghetti. I'm like, you know, and then you can flip two. That'll be difficult.
So then I made things worse. Because I started laughing.
Oh, no, you aggravated him.
I couldn't stop laughing.
You thought it was so funny.
I thought it was so funny. I'm like, I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to say push in.
Yeah.
He's
trying to be
upset.
Friendly.
Yeah. He's upset. So then we had to do the awkward standoff for about 5 minutes as we follow each other to the Cobra Street roundabout.
Oh, in opposite lanes.
We're in the same lane. Anyway, turned out to the left, I gave him another 2 beeps to say goodbye. Yoo-hoo, bye. So I think it might have upset him a bit more. So
because you're still beeping him.
I was still beeping him. It's a goodbye beep because we'd become friends by that stage. Well,
had you?
Well, he doesn't know that.
No.
But
he was still thinking, who's this clown trying to tell me how to drive?
So that red P-plater, I'd like to issue a formal apology.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't attempting to rude beep you. It was a courtesy beep.
It was a friendly courtesy beep.
Sorry for laughing at your anger, because I know that doesn't help anybody calm down.
No, it
when
doesn't.
When you get laughed at.
Yes. If the driver of the vehicle would like to call us on 13 12 16, tell us their side of the story, we will welcome their call.
Yes, on the Central West's number one. Eve, let me blow your mind. We are live on Instagram at the moment. Shout out to anyone watching on Instagram live. Pippa, it's everybody in the Central West's favourite time of even the fortnight. Because
it is.
They love the amounts of times I get people tell me that they couldn't stop laughing when they hear your rap challenge. It just all the time. It's everyone's favourite time of the week.
Mate, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's my favourite time. Always get sweaty palms, like a bit of Eminem at this time, because rapping's a bit outside my forte.
Every Friday, it's the R&B Friday Rap Challenge. And Pippa, today I've challenged you to rap about Lisa Wilkinson because she's been the news of the week.
She has. Blokes, I tell you what, they've had a bad rap this week.
Oh, haven't
Harvey
they?
Harvey Weinstein. But women, man, they've just been mad ballers. Just been flipping everybody the bird, being like, I'm coming out. Watch me.
Boom.
Yeah.
I'm the boss lady.
Exactly. Seriously, boss lady. And Lisa Wilkinson has just led the charge.
Okay.
Like nobody's business. This is a rap about Lisa Wilkinson's shock exit from the Today Show.
Yeah.
Saying goodbye, going to Channel 10, hustling for the dollar. And it's just a bit of feminism in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of pay equality. I'm just adjusting my microphone.
No worries. Is your microphone well adjusted?
Yeah, sorted.
Okay, Pippa, are you ready?
I'm ready. I've done a parody of Jay-Z's hit single 99 Problems.
Oh, with Aussie girl Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Okay. This is it.
Okay.
Welcome to the house. Please turn your radios up and your windows open across Dubbo and the Central West. It is Pippa Moore's R&B Friday Rap Challenge.
You ain't got money to pay me. I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a job ain't one. Pay Gap Patrol's my payback patrol. Now I'm trying to make sure I ain't paid no more. I woke up with today, but now I've walked away. Got the hustle and the muscle, and I'm here to stay. You can't hold me down. I'll come back twice as strong. You think I'm missing you, Carl? Boy, you got me all wrong. Pay me less for my gender. Y'all better remember that I'll carry a baby while reading news and the weather. Go from 9 to 10, and they'll pay the dough. They say carrier's tripping. Why? What type of facts are those? They have them a ballin'. Networks be calling. They can thank me later when the ratings are soaring. Got another thing coming if they think they can tell us that the worth of a woman is less than a man. Coming out of the kitchen, women be winning. Raining dollar bills. You heard right, it's 2 million. Don't quite know what you take me as. I understand the intelligence that women have. And Lisa Wilkinson, honey, watch me. I ain't done. I got 99 problems, but a job ain't one. Hit me.
There we go, Pippa Moore in the house. She got 99 problems, but a job ain't one of them.
She is fine in that department.
Shout out to Lisa Wilkinson. Shout out to The Project.
Carrie Bickmore.
Shout out to the Today Show.
That's right. Shout out to all of them.
Shout out to everyone in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah, that covers a lot.
Exactly. I think we've shout out to everyone.
Pippa, well done. Round of applause.
Thanks,
everyone on Instagram Live, round of applause to you as well. You'll be able to catch the full rap. Repeat.
Yes.
You make it into a ringtone if you want.
Exactly.
We won't do it for you, but if you want to do it, you can do it.
If you want to do it, you do you.
You do you.
You
do you.
Right.
R&B Fridays on Hit 93.5, Dubbo on the Central West number one. Morning, Pippa and Jimmy on the air for Macca's, and get stuck into Macca's new thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef in Gourmet Creations range. Available after 10:30 a.m. Pippa, I just got to do this sound effect for you now. Congratulations, you did your R&B Friday Rap Challenge a few moments
ago.
Oh, thank
God that's over for another fortnight.
Oh, you're struggling with that one.
Mate, it was tricky.
I thought it was quite good.
Very hard-hitting subject matter. Mm. Trying to rhyme to Jay-Z's stuff is hard.
Should do what I do. I take less intense R&B songs to rap to.
Okay, I'll try something less intense next time.
Because that was like a full-on intensive Jay-Z and Iggy Azalea. But you did a good job, I reckon.
Mate, thanks. Appreciate
that. Fantastic. And by the way, when you had your R&B, I reckon you should keep your R&B look, because people had this great R&B look on before.
Right.
I reckon you should keep it for the weekend.
I'm like the least R&B human person on the planet.
Really?
Yeah.
The least out of everybody.
You can't get less R&B than me.
Than you.
Pretty
great.
Much.
Hey, I'm off to Melbourne for the weekend.
You are. Have a great time.
Yeah, my partner's flying in down there, so I'm going to meet up there for 3 or 4 days. And Mike's going to fill in for me on Monday and Tuesday.
Yes, so we will be back holding down the fort until you return on Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks for that, Mike. Are you going to test him with the HSC test as well?
Yeah, I think we will.
It's a good idea.
We'll see how we go. Maybe he'll go a bit easier on me than you did.
Maybe see if he's smarter than me. Probably not.
Well, you never know. If he is, that'll be great.
Great.
Great news for you to come back to on Wednesday.
No worries. Well, you have a great weekend, Pippa, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Bye. How did